Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you, and welcome to Islam and Life with me, Tariq Ramadan, in London. This is the third week in our Ramadan series. We have discussed the meaning of Ramadan and also our social duties. Today marks the beginning of a very important period in the months. It is the concept of Laylatul Qadr. Layla means night, and Qadr means power, but it also means destiny, decree, merits, and or measure. Actually, no one knows when the night of power is, but we know it falls on one of the odd number nights during the last 10 nights of the month. It is the night on which the Holy Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم حتى مطلع الفجر.
So Laylatul Qadr is a very important night. It's the essence of Ramadan which is embodied during this night, where we have to come back to the essence and where the Quran was revealed, and as we heard the verses of the Quran remembering us of this special night, which is better than 1,000 months. And still, when we try to understand where or to look for it, where is exactly the night of Ramadan, what we have been told through this prophetic tradition is that we have to look for it in the odd number nights of Ramadan. And at the beginning, this all started with an argument between two companions. So we'll come to this and understanding the very meaning of this night, the spiritual dimension, and also why, as we are now during the third week of Ramadan, we have to add to our fasting spiritual dimensions, prayers and supplications, dua. To discuss this subject, I'm joined by two guests. Firstly, in the studio is Sheikh Mawlana Muhammad Shahid Razai, who is an Islamic scholar and lecturer. He wrote Muslims in Britain, the Past, Present and Future. So, thank you for being with us, Sheikh. And let me start from the very beginning, because really it's something which is it's a very well-known surah that we heard right now at the end of the Quran, and referring to many different dimensions. So when the Prophet, peace be upon him, came and he was to tell us when the night of the merit of power also determination was, and this was the very special night, better than 1,000 months, two companions were arguing, and he forgot. He said, you made me forget what I was to say about this, so look for it in the old numbered nights of Ramadan. What is the connection between this night and then how, which lessons do we have to draw from this argument, when we also are speaking in the verse about salam, which is peace? This is the night till the fajr, which is the starting of the new day. So which kind of lesson can we do?
First of all, as you have rightly mentioned about the day when Prophet came out and he was about to disclose the exact date or occurrence of this great night full of blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he saw two companions quarreling with each other. And it gives me a very clear indication that quarreling or having dispute may deprive us from some of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we should try to live in peace. And this night is also described as a night when peace descends from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr.
So there is peace
throughout the night of Qadr until the rise of the morning.
Yes.
So peace is one of the important lessons we may draw from this surah. And during the last 10 days of Ramadan also. Indeed, as you have said, it is a night of dhikr, it is a night of salah, it is a night of enormous mercy and blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we may perhaps benefit from the barakah and merits of this night if we observe peace also.
So it's a quite important thing, because, you know, an argument, very small thing between two companions, made us not really know this very important
night
of peace. So this is important for
yeah.
The spiritual teaching is quite heavy here. Let me come to something which is also quite important, because we are talking about the Quran, and in this very surah we have something which is the chapter in the Quran saying that the Quran was revealed during this night. While we know that the Quran was revealed over 23 years. So what is the connection? And this was in fact a question by a companion to the Prophet, peace be upon him. So can you explain in a simple way what was revealed during this night, and how the Quran was afterward revealed?
Yes, as far as I know, there are two main opinions among Sahaba and later on among Muslim scholars. One is about Quran being descended from Lauh Mahfuz, which is the guarded and protected tablet, and it is being given to angels, and then it is being revealed to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam piecemeal over the next 23 years period. And the other very popular opinion is that the revelation of Quran is started in this night, and then it was revealed over the next period of 23 years.
In
its entirety, Suratul Qadr highlights the importance and value of Quran.
So this is very important. So a very quick comment on this, because just to understand the connection between Laylatul Qadr, this night of power and determination, and the Quran, and reading the Quran, reciting the Quran. Can you just let us get the sense and the essence of this relationship between fasting, praying during the night, and the centrality of the Quran in the process?
Yes,
very quickly, I'm sorry.
Of course. Fasting is a source of spiritual purification. For that purification of our souls, we need guidelines from Holy Quran. And Holy Quran was revealed, or is started to reveal, in the month of Ramadan. So these three things are well interconnected with each other.